Viewpoint, CRTV.
The phenomenon of illicit drug trafficking in Cameroon is a great cause for concern. It is an issue affecting the very fabrics of our society and threatens the future of our country. Freddie Etabison examines the multifaceted problem of illicit drug trafficking, stating that the insidious trade is not only a criminal enterprise, but also a serious threat to our communities, youths, and national security. His viewpoint.
The statistics of illicit drug Cameroon are alarming. In recent years, our country has witnessed a disturbing rise in the availability and consumption of drugs such as cocaine, heroin, and cannabis. This surge is not coincidental, as it reflects the growing role of Cameroon as both a transit point and a destination for these dangerous substances. The traffickers exploit our borders, ports, and even airports to smuggle drugs into and out of the country, often with devastating consequences. The government of Cameroon has not, however, turned a blind eye to this menace. Law enforcement agencies, in collaboration with international partners, have made great strides in intercepting drug shipments and dismantling trafficking networks. Recent high-profile arrests and large-scale drug seizures are proofs of these efforts. But the fight against drug trafficking is far from over. The traffickers are resourceful and constantly adapt their methods to evade detection. To effectively combat drug trafficking, the government must adopt a holistic approach that addresses both supply and demand, strengthening our border control and enhancing the capabilities of law enforcement agencies are of utmost importance. They need better training, more resources, and advanced technology to detect and intercept drug shipments. Also, international cooperation is vital, as drug trafficking is a transnational problem that requires coordinated efforts across borders. This apart, the underlying factors that make drug trafficking lucrative must also be tackled. These include poverty, unemployment, and lack of education, which create a fertile ground for drug trade. Education and awareness campaigns play a crucial role in this fight. Young people need to understand the dangers of drug abuse and its devastating impact on their lives. Schools, community organizations, and religious bodies must all be involved in spreading this message. Prevention, they say, is better than cure. By educating our youths, we can steer them away from drug addiction. Rehabilitation and support services for those affected by drug abuse are also important. Addiction is a disease, and those who suffer from it need help. Moreover, community involvement is essential in the fight against drug trafficking. Everyone must take responsibility and be vigilant. Reporting suspicious activities, supporting local initiatives aimed at reducing drug abuse, and fostering a culture of intolerance towards drug trafficking can make a huge difference. Together, we can create an environment where drug traffickers find it increasingly difficult to operate. Finally, we must acknowledge the importance of judicial integrity in this battle against drug trafficking. Corruption within the legal system can severely undermine efforts to stop drug trafficking. It is important to make sure that those who are caught and prosecuted for the illegal practice face the full force of the law. The future of our nation depends on the actions we take today. Let every Cameroonian commit to playing a part in this fight against drug trafficking. Together, we can safeguard the health, security, and prosperity of our country for generations to come. So let us all stay engaged in the fight against illicit drugs.
Freddie Etabison, Director of Radio Programs and Programming, editorialist.